Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we talk University of Miami every week, in our first hour at 8:05, we started the program off with Chance Williams, the recent commitment from Oak Leaf High School, Shaq Quarterman's school, and also Jalen Rivers, as he alluded to. And for a long time, Susan Miller Degnan from the Miami Herald has covered the University of Miami and done a tremendous job. We talked quite a bit during the course of the recruiting season as well, but now she is in the bullseye as the season is getting ready to start. And certainly a year that everybody is looking at each other, wanting to know what's going to go on, coming off a 7-6 year. A lot of the fans obviously energized by what happened over the last 6-7 months. But now you get the chance to strap it on for real in a couple of weeks against the University of Florida. She is kind enough to join us this evening. Susan, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem, Larry. I want to know what happens on Friday night, 6 to 10, right?
Yeah, we're on 6
to
10.
You know, UM just announced their first practice for Friday from I think 7 to 9 p.m.
Oh, so they'll be going right during our show, huh? So
yeah, they're going at night, which is pretty interesting. Yeah, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. Saturday, they're going, I think from 6:30 to 8:30, and then Sunday from 4:30 to 6:30, I think. But
so
yes,
six
but
to
definitely
nine.
At night.
Yeah. So now,
seven to nine, whatever.
In that scenario, now, how much time do they let you watch the first practice?
Well, they said as usual they'll let us. Well, I have the feeling the first one will probably, because they're not in pads or anything. You know, they're just t-shirts and shorts. So it probably will be maybe 25 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
And then just for the first one. And then I have a feeling it's going to, it'll be like that for a little bit, and then it'll probably go down.
Well, you know what?
Be mad at you.
I mean, and it's a good thing, I mean, to switch things up. I kind of think this regime is one of those those amusement park rides. You're going to have to strap yourself in to see what's going to come next. But I agree. But certainly, Susan, from the beginning with the transfer portal and all of a sudden Miami kind of tapping into that little luxury in the offseason, and so many positives that have gone on with the recruiting, with also with the new facility, and it's beautiful. And it's really taken shape, and this is not the feeling that you have coming off a 7-6 season. If you're a fan, I mean, you're energized by a new head coach who saw enough that the offense really wasn't efficient enough, so he made some major changes on the offense with new coordinator, position coaches. Talk about that, because something had to be addressed. You couldn't just leave things status quo, especially coming off the type of year that Miami came off of. Whether you're on the outside looking in or you're immersed in it, there had to be changes made.
Yeah, totally agree. He came in, and Manny came in, and right away he fired the entire offensive staff,
right,
basically. And then he brings in Dan Enos. You can't do better than that, right? From Alabama,
right?
And I think the guy is, he's a proven winner, and he's very impressive to watch. And Manny generally has invigorated the entire program, like you said, the entire fan base. I think Manny's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, whether the kid, it all comes down to how the kids play. But just even watching Enos in action, the little amount we do with the quarterbacks, he's really detailed. All of them are, and I think it's going to be a big boost for the program. And I think I think if they can get the O-line shored up, which is if.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm definitely not convinced of that. But I don't know anybody who's convinced of that. And the quarterback, you know, I mean, O-line and quarterbacks, how important is that? But I do think they have some really good offensive players.
And stay healthy, because last year, did they go into one of the games with no tight ends and no scholarship ends. So you've got to stay healthy, especially a team as thin as Miami is at certain spots. But you know what? Just going back real quick to the quarterback position, because obviously something that everybody's going to ask you, me, everybody in the world. But, you know, I had a chance to watch and talk to Nikosi Perry. He was at one of these little functions, and I asked him, because I've known him, you know, through the recruiting process. I said, what type of difference is it with Coach Enos now? And he says, you know, it's a world of difference. He says, not to take anything away from anybody in the past, but I'm getting things explained to me more now. How does that work? Because I think that he's had the talent. Everybody saw it when he was being recruited. Does Enos tap into that talent, or does the next man step up, which may be Jalen Williams?
I think with Nikosi Perry, it has a lot more to do than just talent. If it was just talent, right, UM would be in good shape. I think, you know, if he had multiple problems, you know, with social media last year, and not I don't think really minor ones. I mean, they were kind of embarrassing, some of the things he did, and he didn't. And maybe even more than that, actually, you know, that they didn't say publicly. And I just think you just wonder, I don't know, you just wonder, has he grown up?
Yeah, that's a key. Yeah,
you know, I think he's a really good quarterback. I mean, I think he's very talented. And I'm not sure how much. I've heard different things from people as far as, you know, being able to grasp the offense and things like that. But so that's one thing. But I think it's mostly the maturity issue that everybody keeps talking about. Mark Richt talked about it. And Manny Diaz talked to the South Florida beat writers for just a little private conversation we all had, a little interview without the other writers at the ACC Media Days last week. And it was kind of interesting. We asked about all three, and Manny Diaz, you know, did say Perry won the MVP award in the spring, and he did make the ACC honor roll, but he didn't. He said he's improving, but he's not, you know, there yet. He's not, you know, and Jaron, the same thing. Yeah. You hear the word maturity all the time, and he was great during spring. I think Jaron Williams is a talent, but then again, you keep hearing maturity, and then there's Tate.
Yeah, well,
Martell.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, but you have all these different types of personalities at quarterback, and certainly one will have to emerge by the Florida game, one way or another. In the couple of minutes we have left, I just wanted to ask you defensively, taking a hit up front, lost a really big-time playmaker that graduates, and then Miami was blessed the fact that they got the linebacking core back. You lose a Jaquan Johnson, you lose a Redwine, playmakers, and that's the same thing that's going to be the theme on offense. Talk about the guys that you think, you and I talked about Jafar Harvey as being a kid that may be able to talk about that.
I think, you know, I know the secondary is a little bit of a question mark, but I think you got Trajan Bandy, right? I think Greg Rousseau is coming back from an injury, and I think he's going to be really, really good at defensive end.
Yep,
I think Nesta Silvera is going to step up. They're hoping that they get Trayvon Hill, who has a little bit, he's recovering from January shoulder surgery, but he should be fine when he gets here. He's not enrolled yet.
No.
I think Jonathan Ford, they're really high on a defensive tackle.
From Dillard. Yeah.
Who else? We said Harvey. I think John Garvin's going to be a definite playmaker. Yes. I think Patchen has improved a lot. I think they're, I think their defense is going to be strong again. You know, they're looking for a couple guys. They're looking for that other cornerback, maybe, you know, Blades or DJ Ivy. And they're hoping that this kid, Bubba Bolden, gets here from USC, transfer, because he's a stud, you know, safety. So I think they're going to be really good on defense. And like I said, I think they have some great offensive guys. Brevin Jordan, Will Mallory. They've, you know,
they got a ton
KJ
of guys.
Osborne. Jeremiah Payton, a young receiver. Brian Hightower. Yeah, they're good. They need the quarterback, and they need the offensive line.
Good stuff. Susan, if people want to follow you, how are they doing it on social media?
Well, it's it's at S. Miller Degnan. And what else can I tell you? I mean, that's...
You told me the whole story. I appreciate it. Have a good practice on Friday under the lights while we're on. We'll think about you. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, Larry.
Anytime.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Susan Miller Degnan from the Miami Herald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.